Third, the ecological structure could be stabilized. To a certain extent, mankind encumbers the Earth. It is not only his enormous numbers that take up room. More so, it is all the structures he builds to house himself and his machines, to make possible his transportation and communication, to offer him rest and recreation. All these things distort the wild, depriving many species of plants and animals of their natural habitat, and sometimes, involuntarily, favoring a few, such as rats and roaches. If the works of man were removed below ground, and, mind you, below the level of the natural world of the burrowing animals, man would still occupy the surface with his farms, his forestry, his observation towers, his air terminals, and so on. But the extent of that occupation would be enormously decreased. Indeed, as one imagines the underground world to become increasingly elaborate, one can visualize much of the food supply eventually deriving from hydroponic growth in artificially illuminated areas underground. The Earth's surface might be increasingly turned over to park and to wilderness, maintained at ecological stability.